Hi all, this is John Gallagher. My email address is www.chessplayer.demon.co.uk. So any inquiries about this podcast, please get in touch. Last Thursday, I acquired a piece of equipment from amazon.co.uk, and it's the Amazon Kindle reading device. So hopefully I shall give some information on how to use this device and also to let you know how accessible it is for a blind person. Some of it is, some of it isn't. There was a very good podcast or blog, I think it was, that was done by Sarah Tech last September on this device, and it was very interesting and also still virtually the same Kindle software exists, so it's all relevant. But it didn't describe where the buttons were. For example, when you first acquire the Kindle for a blind person, you need to turn voice guide on. The machine, of course, is a reading machine that reads books, newspapers, magazines, blogs from Amazon, of course, but the books you can read also are text books, .txt books. I've put my files in as .txt. For a blind person, really you need a computer to make use of the Kindle, as you cannot shop on the Kindle store from the machine. Once you turn voice guide on, you then can use the buttons. And I was told to turn voice guide on by going to settings. But of course I couldn't find it with sighted help the first time. And what you have to do in settings is press the page down button, because the settings says at one of three. There's three pages of settings that you go to. So let's describe the Kindle first. It's quite a thin device, very, very lightweight. It's probably the size of a very small piece of paper, A4, smaller than that. In fact, if you have a Braille Note Apex, a Voice Sense, it's smaller than that. It's smaller than a netbook. Of course, a lot thinner and a lot lighter in weight. The first thing is, let's have a description of it. If you put the Kindle laid down so that the screen, which you'll be able to feel, is at the top or at the top end in front of you, and on the bottom is all the buttons. You've got a little keyboard. You can feel the space bar at the bottom. To the left of the space bar, you've got the Alt key and then the Shift key, which is quite important. To the right of your space bar is the text key, which is important. And then you've got the button next to the text key that, if you press, takes you to the home screen. And to the right of this button that takes you to the home screen is the back button. Now, above the back button is the five-way switch that will make you go up, down, left, right, and if you press it will enter. Above this button is the menu key that takes you into different settings. As I say, there's lots of these settings at the moment that we cannot use. At the bottom of the, on the bottom rim of the machine, is the on-off switch. So the very bottom right, underneath the five-way switch, you'll get the back button, and underneath that, on the bottom rim, just to the left, in fact it's below your key that you press to get to the home screen, is a button that you slide to the right and then let go, and that will switch it on and also turn it off. To the very left of this button, on the front rim of the machine, is the volume. And if you press the right edge of this button, it will go louder and the left will go softer. Now, if that's wrong, it will be the other way. So the difficulty is, for a blind person, of being able to put your voice guide on. Before we do that, along the edge on the left-hand side and right-hand side of the Kindle is the page up and page down button. And this is the button I didn't realise you had to press in settings to get to the next page. So if you get to the home screen and it says page 1 of 2, press in the bottom button of this on the right edge will take you to page 2. So let's have a quick look at the machine now and see if we can get it to speak. So I've pressed the second in at the bottom from the right. The very first one is the back button and the next one is this home screen. Now that says Welcome John, and that's what they actually put on as one of the books or little things that you can read. So if we arrow down with the five-way switch,
Chaka Zulu King, Book of the Curse of Blika.
That's one of the books that I've got.
Pocket Guide to Place Names of Sheffield.
That's another book.
The Young Colonists, A Story.
Another book. So it's going through a list of books.
Welcome to Saxon, A Story of the Norman Conquest.
So if we go to read this book,
showing all items,
we have to press Enter on it. Okay, so we'll go to Welcome John.
Welcome John.
So we press Enter on this.
Welcome John, location 1%.
Now we can't do anything until we get text-to-speech on. And there are two ways I find to do this. One is to press the shift key with a button that is on the second row. So it's above the space bar. Go to the very right and then there's a button there that is the five-way switch. To the left of that there's a button, and to the left of that the second button, you press that and it will, with the shift key, put you into text-to-speech straight away. If not, we've got to press the text button, the one to the right of the space bar. Okay, here we go.
Page preferences. Font size 3.
So that says font size 3. So we don't want that. We want to go down to text-to-speech. So we'll go down to the text-to-speech.
Page preferences.
Okay, so we're in page preferences. So down arrow.
Typeface.
No, we don't want typeface.
Line spacing, large.
No, we don't want that.
Words per line.
No, we don't want that. So we can press down arrow again.
Text-to-speech, turn on.
Right, so we press Enter, and it'll start reading.
Dear John. Kindle is a revolutionary reading device, and we're excited that you have joined the millions of people around the world who read on Kindle. I suggest you first explore the Kindle store straight from your device. Just click on menu and select shop in Kindle.
So press stop in, we're stopping that now with the space bar, and then we press the home button again. That'll take us to the home screen. Second in from the right.
Page
on the bottom.
Welcome, John. Item 1 of 10.
So that's Welcome John 1 of 10. So if we go down the books.
Pocket Guide to Place Names of the Young Colonists, A Story of Wealth the Saxon, A Story of the Norman Conquest, GA.
So if we press Enter on that now, again we've got to go to text to speech.
Story of the Norman Conquest, location 2726, 58%.
So we've read 58% of this. So if I press the shift key and the second in from the right on the second row, it should start speaking.
Flanders, where he had at an earlier period of his life, when Godwin's whole family were in disgrace, taken refuge. He was accompanied by his wife and many personal adherents. He left filled with rage and bitterness, especially against...
Space bar to stop it. Now to move forward or back, we press the page key. And that's on the right-hand side of the screen. And this is one of the difficulties at the moment. You can't just keep pressing the... We're going to go back to the home screen now. To get from page to page or paragraph to paragraph... It is...
George Alfred, Henty,
it isn't easy to do. And this is one of the difficulties. I think there's more movements with your newspapers. You can play music files as well. So I should imagine you can play podcasts, put them into the MP3 or into the music folder. if you connect it to the computer, you can actually copy files over. But let's have a look at some of the settings. Before we do that, we'll go to page 2 and see what we've got on here.
Page 2 of 2. Kindle User's Guide, Amazon.
So there, of course, is a Kindle User's Guide, which is brilliant. But if you can't get the damn thing to speak first off, it isn't. This is the difficulty. So we'll go to the bottom of the list.
Archived items, 4 items, item 5 of 5.
Now the archived items are what you've got on the Amazon store. Or if you've downloaded from your Kindle for PC.
Page 1 of 2.
We're just going to the
conquest, GA,
just press space bar. We're going back to page 1 again now. But the archived items, say you've got the Kindle for PC, you can read a book on your PC or your iPhone. If you can see, we can't read books on the iPhone on the Kindle at the moment, but the Kindle for PC is very accessible and you can read books on there. So if you've been reading a book on your PC, there's one of the settings that you can actually go to and it will sync the devices. So when you pick your Kindle up, you will get to that same space. So if you've been at work reading your book at work and you want to read back at night on your Kindle device, you've got to go to sync items. But let's look at some of the settings. Let's press the menu button at the top of the screen. So if you want to switch this on as a totally blind person, you've got to remember that if you're doing this blind, try and get voice guide on, you press this menu button once. Of course it won't speak. So it says shop in Kindle store. What I do is go right down to the bottom as far as you can, press it about 20 times. It says experimental. Now press one up.
Settings.
It says settings. Press enter.
Settings. Page 1 of 3.
Now it says page 1 of 3.
Registration.
You want to go to page 2, so you press the bottom button on the right hand side on the side of the screen to go to page 2.
Page 2 of 3. Voice guide, turn off.
Now it says voice guide, turn off. If you press the enter button here, you should put voice guide on and fiddle around with the volume button on the bottom left. In fact, let me just see whether we'll go back to page start again and see which one we press. Yeah, the left bit of it goes down and the right button makes it go louder. So let's go to the settings again. Menu key. Shopping Kindle store. If we press enter on that, nothing is spoken. I don't know what's happening on the screen. I can't get anything to speak. Even if I press all the buttons, nothing happens. I can't even get the text key to speak or the page key to speak.
Home. Page 2 of 2. Kindle User's Guide.
Yeah,
Amazon.
So we're going to page 2 there.
Page 1 of 2.
So we'll go back to settings. Menu button, top of the 5-way switch, shopping Kindle store. So we can't do that, which is sad, really. Because with the 3G device, £152, you could do this without a, you know, without being connected to the internet.
View archived items.
Well, we can do that on page 2, but view archived items. So to get items, the only way we can do it as blind people is to go onto the Amazon store and search in the Kindle store and buy a book, and then it just syncs automatically to your, you can set it to sync to John's Kindle and it will, you know, come down as fast as anything. But we can't do that, unfortunately, at the moment. Let's go down then. Archive items, we've done that before.
Search.
That's search. Now you can search, and I think it is quite accessible. It's a thing I've not used yet.
Create new collection.
That's about collections. That's like putting a folder of books that you might want.
Sync and check for items.
Now that's sync and check for items. Now that would actually sync and check all your
settings.
Items. Then we've got the settings.
Experimental.
So if you go into settings, let's see what
settings.
We've got.
Page 1 of 3. Registration, deregister.
if I go to there, it would be deregister. I don't think you can do that on the device. You'd have to do that on Amazon Store. Go to My Kindle, log in. You've got to have an Amazon account, of course, to use this Kindle device. I mean, like, you've got to have a username and password, or an email address and password. See what else there is.
Device name, edit.
Yeah, that's where you can do your device name. Now, if you type your device name on the keyboard, you cannot hear it spoken. Again, you'd have to get a sighted person to do it, unless you're very proficient at typing. And like W is the very top left. I did find if you press Alt key, the left Alt key with W, that makes a number 1 come, because I'd got to try and get this connected to my router without sight. So I did it myself by trial and error, but it's not easy.
Wi-Fi settings, view.
So I can view Wi-Fi settings there. Press Enter and it will view, and you can, you know, get into a Wi-Fi setting. That's accessible. But again, when you're putting in your web key, it isn't. So let's go to page 2 now.
Page 2 of 3. Voice guide, turn off.
So we don't want to press Enter on there, do
device
we?
Device password, turn on.
Yep, that's a device password. So if you want to put your own device password in, again, you'd have to get somebody who could see to do this.
Device time, set manually.
Yep, someone sighted would have to do that.
Annotations backup, turn off.
That's all to do with book annotations and visual, so you don't really need that.
Popular highlights, turn off.
You don't need that as well. So let's go to the next page.
Page 1 of 3. Registration, deregister.
That's gone to page 1 again. Let's just get the right button, because I think I must have...
Page 2 of 3.
Let's get to page 3.
Page 3 of 3.
That's it. We did it wrong. Because voice
social
guide's
networks,
on, you see.
Manage.
Now, this is to do with social networks. You can go onto your Twitter account. I don't know whether this is accessible with this device.
Personal info, edit.
Again, this is about yourself. You can put that in. You'd have to get someone who can see to do that. And I think that's it. So we'll come out of settings.
Home.
Go to the home screen.
Page 1 of 2. Wealth, the Saxony story of the
now,
Norman Conquest.
Now, when you're reading, you can get it to speak faster, and you can get it to speak in a female voice as well. And as I say, really, if I want to move from page to page now, it would move the book forward or back. Also, on the Wolf the Saxon, if I go right, arrow.
Info view. Add to collection.
So there's another menu here. That's add to collection.
Go to last page read.
Go to the last page that I read.
Go to beginning.
Go to beginning.
Go to location.
That's go to location. And I think that is to do with other books that I've read. I'd have to check
book
that.
Description.
Book description.
Search this book.
Search the book. I think you can do that accessibly.
My notes and marks.
You can put notes in there. Speak notes in.
Remove from device.
That's removed from device. That will take it back into your... what's on the second page? Archived items. And that's it. So back to page 1 again by pressing the left arrow.
Home.
Home.
Page 1 of 2. Wealth, the Saxony story of the Norman Conquest.
Yeah, that's the...
Welcome, John.
That's welcome. Let's see what else we've got.
Pocket guide to...
It's moved that Wolf the Saxon to the first one at the top now. So we're just going down the list of books.
The New Oxford American Dictionary. Oxford Dictionary. The Book of Werewolves, S. Sabine, Baring Gould, item 10 of 10.
So as I say, if we want the user guide, we'd have to go to page 2.
Page 2. Kindle user's guide.
Press Enter on that. And let's put...
Kindle user's guide, location 1,600.
Put the voice on.
Voice guide 64% lets you navigate your Kindle with spoken menus, selectable items, and descriptions. For example, when you open a book, Kindle speaks your current location and how far you've read. To turn voice guide on or off, follow these steps. If you are not already on the home screen, press the home button. Press the menu button. Move the five-way to underline settings and press to select. Press next page to go to page 2 of settings. Move the 5-way to underline turn on or turn off next to the voice guide setting and press to select. Password protecting your Kindle to prevent others from using your Kindle or seeing.
Just press space bar to shut it up. Now to turn off, I'm just going to slip it to the right. Let it go.
Screensaver.
That's it, it's gone into screensaver. If I leave it for 7 or 8 seconds, it will turn it off fully. My thoughts are, I have got in touch with Amazon and said, would it be possible to have a keystroke for putting the voice guide on straight away? So if you bought it as a blind person, like you do with going into the Apple store and getting the iPhone, you can get it to virtually speak straight away. That would be a tremendous help. Also, more movement keys would be of great help with access to this voice guide with the text-to-speech. If you've got your text-to-speech on, it would be nice to press the page up, page down, and it spoke, and it actually moved you through the text. Because I think when you've got your voice on, and you put your text-to-speech on, it seems to freeze the screen, and it reads it, and obviously turns page by page. But you can't seem to press space bar and then page right or left or up or down. It doesn't seem to move you forward. I think you've got to turn text guide off or text to speech off. But again, let's be fair, for £102, the great plus with this device is you can get access to books that's just come out on the market, for example on Amazon, that you would never get in Braille on your devices that we use to read books. I mean, whatever new author brings a book out tomorrow will be up on Amazon, and you have access to a lot of these books. You've got to be careful because some of the books are not text-to-speech enabled, and you've got to look at that on Amazon. You can sample the books. You can go to Amazon and sample a book. So before you buy it, you get a portion of the book that you can actually sample. And if you don't want it, you just remove it from the device. So I really hope that this has helped some of the totally blind people on how to use the Kindle. At the moment, as I say, there's a lot of it that isn't accessible, but the bits there are gives you the ability to read your print, or should I say Kindle, material. For an example, I have a chess book that I didn't think would read, Tal Botnovic 1960, and I was astounded to find out that it read the moves out and, you know, what the players were saying and everything. Really tremendous. I did download one of the TNA UK newspapers on Saturday morning, the Daily Mirror, and I could read the Daily Mirror. Though again, because you haven't got the ability to easily navigate around the options of page one and headings for the index of where you wanted to go. I mean, I suppose you could go to search and search for a specific article index, but it's a bit of a pain reading a massive device, massive book, like a newspaper. I mean, if you want to read a book and go right through it, that's brilliant. But if you want to, like, do what I do, looking through a newspaper on Saturday morning or whenever, you know, you can skip through with the Braille note. You know, you can just search for the number sign and it gets you to the next index, and you can go through at the rate of knots, you know. But I do think that Amazon's got to be given congratulations. At least we have this text-to-speech on. Anybody that's really interested in this device, for goodness sake, email me or give me a telephone call. 0113 282 6420. Okay then, I hope that's been of some use to you. Cheers, John Gallagher.